أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained scenes of the day of Qiyamah, and we can say what horrible and terrible scenes they will be, which each and everyone will have to go through to reaching Allah Ta'ala and to reaching Jannah. Is not a simple straightforward, it is filled with the tests from Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala is also most kind and most merciful. Just as we think when we were born as little babies, it was also a great test and trial for that baby. Forget the mother knows what she goes through. But the baby itself also, we don't remember anything of that stress. We came into this, we lived in that small world of the womb of the mother for about 9 months. About 5 months we were alive in the womb of the mother. And we lived through that. And we came into this world and through that very narrow passage, and which was not easy. But we came, and today we hardly think of it. So Allah in His mercy take us into Akhirat and into Jannat also like that. That we pass through all the stages without really realizing also what we have gone through, and we find ourselves in Jannat. One beautiful dua one brother made when we were in Gasht, that, oh Allah, from now till Maut, and from Maut to Jannat, as many stages as come, to make them all very easy and make them pleasurable for us, so much so that we reach in Jannat and we hardly realize that we have passed through all these stages. But otherwise, it is not an easy task, it is a difficult task. On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala will be there, and all the malaika will be standing in their safs arranged in rows, like a great setup for a great, great trial that is going to take place. The trial itself is not going to start immediately, it will take time. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will intercede for this. And then on top of all this, Jahannam will be brought there, and people will see Jahannam and what the terrible, all the azabs are in Jahannam. They themselves will be going through a stressful time, and now Jahannam will also be there. At that time a person will say, will remember and wish that he had prepared for that day, but the wishing of that day won't help at all. Yea, in this world, if a person sheds one tear drop the size of the head of a fly in the fear of Allah Ta'ala, all his sins will be forgiven. And the fire of Jahannam will be put out for him. But on the day of Qiyamah, a person will cry till all his tears get finished. He will cry tears of blood, they will get finished. But it won't move the mercy of Allah Ta'ala in the least. But that is all to be done in this world. Then further, a person will say, Allah Ta'ala says, people on that day will wish, يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِ. کہے کیا اچھا ہوتا جو میں کچھ آگے بھیج دیتا اپنی زندگی میں. He would say that how good wouldn't it have been if I would have sent forth for my life. The real life is the Akhirat. This dunya's life is just a deception, it is just a dream that we are living through. And the real life is Akhirat. There every person will wish that I had sent more and more for the day of Qiyamah. When he will see that whatever he worked for this dunya, he left it all behind. Nothing came with him. What he prepared for Akhirat, only that is going to help him. One beautiful example that is given of this, so that we can realize it, a group of people who were traveled to, and they got lost in a jungle. Right in the middle of the night, wherever they were, they saw some shining, beautiful stones on the ground. So some of them thought, let me pick up one or two stones. Others 3, 4, others 15, 20. Others said, we are lost, we are here in this jungle, and we must still carry stones. Why? I'm not going to pick up any stones. They carried on walking. By the morning they came out by the village. When they came to the village, they showed those people, the village people, those stones. Those people said, these are the most precious diamonds, rubies in the world. But nobody dares go there because that place is very dangerous with animals, with jinnat, with all terrible things. That place is filled, so nobody dares going there. You people went past, you did not know, and you came out safely. You are very, very lucky you came out safely. So just like that, now those people who picked up one or two stones, they are not happy, they are saying, we should have picked up more. Those who picked up 15, 20 also, they also are sad. We should have picked up even more, and we should take the trouble of carrying them through. Today, what our position would be? And what to say of those who didn't pick up any stones whatsoever? How sad won't they be? So we are also going through the jungle of this dunya, and where there are all the dangers, the temptations which come to us, the other things that we are faced with all the time. We are being bombarded with all things to distract us, to take us away. Whereas we had to pick up the pearls and jewels and emeralds and diamonds of akhirat here. So many of us feel, what are we going to pick up this difficult life here going through, and still all these hardships and difficulties of deen, observing deen, living on deen, etc., and preparing for akhirat. So some pick up a little bit of deen, some a little bit more, and others who pick up nothing. On the day of Qiyamah, all will be said that had we picked up more, coming out in that village is like coming out on the day of Qiyamah. And then there everyone will see what he has got, and everyone will say, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati, what a pity, if only I would have sent more for my akhirat. When we will see what stages of Jannat are being given there, and how a person is being saved from all humiliation, disgrace, from Jahannam, then a person will wish. So we are fortunate that Allah made us in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave us Quran Sharif, and he has taught us all the things before time. We can't say we were not informed. We are well informed. Now it is up to us to prepare for the akhirah. And a person who makes his object the akhirat, it comes in the hadith, Allah makes his dunya for him. But dunya comes in such a way that it takes us completely away from akhirat. Even if we how many people in problems, our namazes go by, become qaza. If we make namaz, our mind is not in namaz. We've got that problem. These are just temptations of this dunya. And these are just the dunya puts its fear into us. You have to do this. You have to get this done. You have to prepare for that. And in that we forget our akhirat. And the real object is to prepare for akhirat. And then Allah looks after our dunya. So troubles, difficulties, temptations will come. We must keep our focus on akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.